Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Sharp unis too, I think. What
do
you think?
They do
look like the old Pittsburgh.
They do look like the old buck and the Buckos.
Willie Stargell at first.
Yep.
Manny Sanguian at third.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie Stanett.
Yep. That one's outside 3-1. You know we're the only ones that know who they were. Right?
Exactly.
I've heard of every one of them.
Yep,
I even knew they were Pittsburgh Pirates, and I don't know that much about it.
2-2.
Roberto Clemente's out there.
They called that first.
Oh, good.
Ooh,
curve.
Nasty curve there.
Yes, it was.
That one hung. Kind of got him.
Yep. So Troy goes down looking, first out of the game, and here's Landon Post, second baseman. Feed Indians have won three in a row, and we looked at their schedule and we thought this was a chance to win some games in a row here, and they've done that, capitalized three in a row.
Exactly what we were hoping, Bobby.
That pitch catches a corner for strike. Pitching today for the Starfires looks like it is...
Warner?
Warner, that is right.
Owen Warner?
Owen Warner. That one's outside 1-1.
Kind of looked pretty good curveball.
Yeah, he tied up Troy.
Kind of tied Troy up there, yeah. All right, Landon, get us started here.
Landon waves that bat around. That pitch just misses on the outside. Kid throws hard.
He does throw hard, and he's right around the plate.
Yep. 2-1. One out here in the top of the first inning. Indian baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. Swing and a miss.
Big swing and a miss.
We're going to Shawnee on Monday. We'll take on the...
At Shawnee.
Indians of Shawnee. That's always a tough game. There's a curveball slapped to the first baseman. He fields it, beats Landon to bag. Two out. Here's Riggs Toby, right fielder Riggs. On deck is Marcus Garkey. Coach Ikefee has moved that lineup around about every game.
He's trying to find something. Yeah, he hasn't found exactly what he wants yet. But hopefully we get guys get on some hot streaks and start carrying them. I think Riggs Toby had three hits the other night. I seen he moved up in the lineup a little. So, hey, if you hit, you're going to move up.
That's right. That's ball inside on the curve. I was listening last Thursday at Knoxville, or when did we play Knoxville?
Thursday, yeah.
Thursday. And Neil and Jerry brought that game to you, and sounded a little windy out there, fellas.
There is a little breeze.
It was a little breezy.
Just a little breeze. Wind blowing right in our face again. But it wasn't cold. It was 45 degrees. I didn't have my gloves on, didn't get cold. But that breeze was blowing everything all over the place. Every time I'd set my glasses down, I'd have to go over to the concession stand and pick them up.
Go pick them back up.
That ball's low to Riggs Toby.
All right, Riggs, get
two balls, one
here.
Strike. That's foul.
Shoots it.
Past Coach Ike, third base. 2-2. Marcus Garkey, your catcher, on deck. And the pitch. That's in the dirt. Full count. Indians trying to get their first base runner here.
Yep. Get something going.
And the full count pitch.
Oops.
Got him on the inside corner.
Pretty
fastball.
Good pitch.
In the inning, Indians go down in order. After half inning, no score.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is hosting a presentation with pharmacist Sue Holman. She'll be presenting compound formulations for all ages on Thursday, April 21st at 6 p.m. She will present on hormone replacement, acne, hyperallergenic options, baby butt rash cream, and much more in the Kalp Pharmacy boardroom. Registration is required, so reserve your seat by calling 419-375-2092 or call your local Kalp Pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Wayne Street Market will be closing at 1 p.m. this Saturday.
We're back.
All right, we're back here.
Up here at South Adams.
And the Indians. Fee, we got the ball. Wyatt Ben takes the ball today for Coach Ike. Talk a little bit about Wyatt.
Wyatt is he's a sneaky fast.
Yep.
He's got a pretty good curveball. He'll be around the plate. If he's on his game, he'll be around his plate all day. Hopefully our defense will help him out.
Number three, Kyle.
We'll get him a few runs next inning.
I meant to look. Go ahead.
Yeah, no.
Go ahead.
Yep. Kyle Minger leading off here for A.J. Dahl and Nathan Musselman for the Starfires. Coach Brad Buckingham, the coach of the Starfires, been here for quite a few years,
A few years, yep.
First pitch, taken for ball, though. Swing and a miss. The left-handed batting Minger, center fielder.
A little high cheese there. Couldn't stay off of it.
Nope. A.J. Dahl on deck. There's been a Dahl playing in South Adams for 49 straight years.
Ever. That's, is it Tommy?
No, that's Ronnie's.
Ronnie's, that's right.
Yep,
that's last
Ronnie.
Year he came up to me and talked to me a little bit.
Yep.
Played some softball with Ronnie.
Yep. Everybody thought he was Chris Sabo because he wore the glasses.
Whoa.
Might not have.
That one hits the announcer.
Just a bit outside.
Hit a little high.
3-1 count.
Let's just say that wasn't anywhere near the plate. It was in the same state.
And a 3-1 pitch outside. Leadoff walk for Minger. Here's Dahl. Marcus Garkey catching today for Coach Eink and Fee. Marcus,
yes,
we don't know much about Marcus. He didn't play last year with injury, but
had a bad
but
knee.
He's done a nice job catching so far this year.
Yeah, he wanted to do it. He jumped right in there, and he was planning on having a big year last year, but unfortunately, I think he ended up tearing an ACL and went through the whole rehab deal, but he's back and ready to go his senior year.
Throw over, runner back.
Wyatt pitched great against Mississinawa a week or so ago, and he had great control. Hope he has that today here.
Big lead down first.
That ball's a little tall.
Everything's a little high. He'd stride out a little farther, maybe. Get that thing down.
Starfires come in 3-2. They started out the season versus Norwell here at home and got beat 16-0. Norwell is a premier program here in Indiana. Got to always have a good team. Then they beat Winchester 13-8, lost to Belmont 11-0, and they pitched two shutouts in a row. Beat Canterbury 3-0 and New Haven at New Haven 8-0. So
kind of like you said, I think they've been kind of a hit and miss, haven't they?
Yeah, that ball's inside.
3-0, huh?
3-0. Come on there, Benny. Come on, get those strikes now.
Got to make them hitters.
Harry F. Anderson, ball field.
Harry F. is a nice complex.
They did
here.
Nice.
They did.
That one's outside, so two walks to start the game out. Not exactly what we wanted to.
No.
Here's Musselman, Lettington on deck. Musselman, the shortstop. And all of a sudden, Coach Hank's going to come out and talk to his young right hand.
Yeah. I'm trying to settle him down here a little bit. He just seems to be high in his own.
I think you're exactly right. Just say, come on now. Throw strikes. Make hitters out of them. We'll help you defensively.
Absolutely. Defense is ready to go.
Well, did you finish off the Friday night fish? What'd you eat for fish last night? Did you
pancakes.
You pancaked it.
Pancakes.
Not bad.
Yeah, not too bad.
Not bad.
Scrambled eggs and pancakes. My wife made me.
Is the Feelies getting together for Easter?
Absolutely. Sunday. Tomorrow, we're going to have the whole crowd there.
All right. How about Spencer? You going anywhere tomorrow?
Nope.
Nope.
Church? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
I see Church of Christ had a nice thing yesterday for Good Friday.
Yeah.
Did they? Looked like a lot of cars up there. A
lot of cars.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
So here's Musselman. Two on, nobody out. We got to get it out.
We need to get it out here. Absolutely, Bobby.
I would think the third baseman would be in expecting a bunt, but he's not. He's even with the bag.
He'll cover. I think the pitcher will have to cover that side. First baseman definitely coming in, Kendrick.
Number three here, though, early. He might swing him away. That one's on a corner. Good pitch. Gets
ahead. Ooh, caught that one. Wyatt's happy. He needed that one.
Yes, he did. 1-0.
Now you could be looking.
Musselman, the shortstop. Left-handed hitter. Benny gets the sign. And the 0-1.
Oh.
That is ripped.
Just a little foul. Thank you.
Well, we hit that round of screws.
That was going to score a run for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. If you've never been up here before, the baseball facility sets just west of the Stardome, which, by the way, is also one of the top high school venues.
Awesome. Play looks at. Like they got a great football.
We should play them in football, but I think they're really good at football.
They are good.
Yes, they are.
In football.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the 0-2.
Got
slow him. Curve. Nice job.
Attaboy, Benny.
Good pitch, Wyatt.
It's a nice slow curve. Got him.
So there's one out now with runners at first and second. Here's the number four hitter, Corey Lennington.
Corey Lennington.
First baseman.
Standing in the batter's box is number 22, Corey Lennington.
Bad cleanup sophomore. I'd say he must be a pretty good player.
Has a wide open stance.
He sure does.
He says, bring it to me, boob. Curveball, nice curveball. Runner takes a big lead, but gets back. I think they called that a strike. Didn't he go or not?
They said ball on the
ball. I think Marcus and him might have been on the wrong page there.
Yeah. I think you're exactly right.
Coach Young says, was that a strike or not?
Yep. I think he's going to call a strike.
I think he is, too. Looked like he kind of gave him the old.
Yep. There you go. Strike one.
Yep. Nice job by Blue. Looking up here.
Just wanted to check, make sure you're here today, Bubba.
Yes.
Yeah.
0-1. Infield needs to knock it down.
Lennington, how about a double play here?
You'd like to see that.
That'd be nice.
Steps off as runners get a huge lead out there.
Yep.
Kendrick's in on the grass at first.
Brock Deuce is back.
You thinking he's bunting here?
I don't think. Clean up hitter, I wouldn't think.
That's a foul tip. Nice job, Benny, getting ahead.
Yeah, attaboy. 0-2. Oh. Now you got to kind of make him hit your pitch here, Bobby. Let's keep it away from him.
How big's burn? 3,000? 2,500? 4,000?
4,000.
Yeah.
Twice the size of Ford, a little bigger.
Yeah. Yep.
0-2.
Very nice town.
Yeah, it is. Slow curve inside. Good pitch.
Got him.
Ooh, rung him up.
Yes, nice. Sir. Late. Late ring
yeah,
up
there. Yeah,
two Leslie out now. Nielsen
nice
did.
Job, Ben. He did give it to Leslie
he
Nielsen.
He brought her back. I like it.
So here is DH.
The batter is number 13, Owen Warner.
Owen Warner. No, he's not the DH. He's a pitcher.
He's a pitcher.
Yep.
Well, let's get him out here.
Throws, looks back. Runner dives
I'll
back.
I'll tell you what. Good throw there. Would have been interesting.
Two out. Benny almost through here. Be nice to come out of here unscathed in the first.
Boy, it would be.
Started walking the
started
first
a little
two.
Rough, didn't he? But he's battling back. Popped up.
Popped him up. Nice job. Kendrick and Landon. Kendrick's makes the catch.
Kendrick.
Landon, you have got to make that play. In the inning, no runs, no hits, two left. After one, no score.
Two runners left on base.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
They got there. Yeah.
You're on, buddy.
We're back at her. Our first three hitters are going to be Marcus Garkey, Kendrick Wendell, and Brock Deuce. And hopefully a few more. We got Mr. Warner on the mound. He went through us pretty quick there. Struck two guys out in the first inning.
Yes, he did.
He's got a nice-looking curveball.
Leading off the top of the second, number 14,
the catcher.
Marcus Garkey.
Marcus Garkey steps to the plate. Warner winds up, pitches, a little low, ball one. Beautiful day out today, Saturday, great day for ball game.
It is a gorgeous day. Sounds like next
swing,
weekend
foul
could
ball,
get
right
really
back.
Nice.
Yes, we're finally going to get some beautiful weather, I think.
419-852-9201 if you're listening, we'd like to give you a shout out.
Yeah, 419-852-3599. If you want to give me a little shout, I'll give it right back to you. Ground ball, base hit up the middle. Attaboy, Marcus.
Nice.
Found the hole right up the middle, right by the shortstop. Put a runner on. Nobody out. Kendrick Wendell, your hitter.
That brings to the plate.
Let's see if Coach Ike's going to try to move him up. With a bunt. Third baseman's even with the bag. Kendrick takes ball outside.
Your wife make a good pancake?
Not too bad.
She put a crusty edge on it, or is it?
Yeah, a little bit.
If you can do that, that's big.
Yep, I'm with you.
I hate a rubbery pancake.
Yep. Here's the pitch. Strike. Evens it up, 1-1.
That catcher threw that ball back to pitcher 106 mile an hour.
He got it back to him fast. There's a pitch. There's that curveball, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Owen Warner's ahead in the count. Marcus Garkey takes a little lead down at first. Hit well out into center field, but center fielder's got a beat. He's got it. Fly out to the center fielder for the first out of the inning.
Boy, he timed that up right, just about perfect.
He did. He absolutely was right on it.
Hit it to the deepest
just
part.
Just happened to get under it just a little. Pretty good swing by Kendrick. That brings Brock Deuce, the third baseman, to the plate.
Brock Deuce.
Throw over to first. Not in time. I don't think Marcus is going anywhere.
You didn't think so?
No. Marcus had about a two-step lead there. All right, Brocky. Take strike one. Right down the middle. There's a wind in the pitch. Big curveball. Outside.
Doubleheader today.
Evens the count of 1-1. We are going to have two. Let's play two.
Let's.
Billy Williams.
Billy Williams.
He was Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks. My bad. Billy Williams. Billy Williams played with Ernie Banks.
Hey,
swing and a miss.
Played him on TV. I have no idea.
Billy Williams. Billy Williams is an actor, too.
He
Billy,
is.
Billy D. Williams.
One ball, two strikes. Marcus Garkey down at first. Got a lead. Wind up at a pitch. Another curveball. Outside. Evens the count at 2-2. Brock. Trying to battle in there. Win the battle and get a base hit here. Brock. All kinds of room there. Stood and looked. Strike three.
Come on, Doozy. Come on, get...
little queen. Another one bites the dust.
Yeah.
Well, that's just mean.
That ain't not. That ain't right. Quiet, Ben's your hitter, your pitcher today.
Now, play number five, Wyatt Ben.
Got to help yourself here, Wyatt. Fastball right down the middle.
That's a gapper.
That could be trouble. It is trouble. Come on, Marcus. Get on your horse.
Go, Mark. Go,
Marcus, rounding third, heading for home. Here's the throw is just now coming in. Big hit by Wyatt Ben. A big double. Stand up. RBI. Indians take the lead 1-0.
Look at Marcus.
Marcus completely out of gas.
It's going to take him an hour to put his gear on.
Yeah.
He wanted to call a timeout when he got to third so he could stop for a little
take a break.
Breath.
Well, it was a nice piece of hitting there. Fee went with the pitch and drove it out in left center.
Boy, he did. He hit it good,
right
too.
Wyatt's
right
hit a bunch of those this year that a lot of them get to the center fielder. But
number two.
We have got a double.
Come on, Kale.
Hey, we got one in scoring position here, Kale. Get yourself an RBI. Outside corner, strike one. Two hits in the inning for the Indians. A little low. Evens the count at 1-1. Cale Deuce still knocking the rust off a little bit. I think he's
Cale Ramel.
Yeah, or Cale Ramel.
Yep.
Hey, that ball's hit hard. Get back, baby. Get back, baby. Get back. Get up there. Hey,
oh, he dropped it.
That's going to score a run. All right, Indians. Two in.
What's the official score given there?
You guys said he dropped it. I really didn't see it.
He definitely got his glove on it. I'm afraid that's probably an E.
He got a little discombobulated there. If you ask him, he'd say he should have caught it. So.
Yep, he's seven. We'll take it. We'll take it, though. Alex Deuce is your hitter, the shortstop. He's got another one in scoring position. Alex, let's keep it going. Curveball outside. Ball one.
Nothing wrong with a two-out rally.
Good two-out rally here, huh?
Just to give you a little idea of the inside of this press box, folks. Two flat-screen TVs on
swing and a miss. Nope, got a piece of it.
Pictures of all their ACAC championship teams, which is about 50. Sectional. They was at semi-state in 1982. They got a kitchen area with a freezer, refrigerator.
Pop, fly ball popped up. Second baseman's under. He calls it. Got it to end the inning. But in the inning, the Indians dent the plate twice.
In the inning for the Indians,
two runs on two hits after one and a half. Indians take the lead 2-0.
Stop by the Port Recovery Dairy for dessert and try one of our new parfaits. Our peanut butter and jelly parfait is made with vanilla ice cream drizzled with peanut butter and raspberry and tastes as good as it looks. Or the Payday Parfait, vanilla ice cream drizzled with peanut butter and caramel, topped with peanuts and whipped cream for a delicious reminder of one of your favorite candy bars. Or our Grasshopper Mint Parfait, made with vanilla ice cream drizzled with mint and hot fudge, and topped with crushed Oreos. These are some beautiful, tasty treats you won't soon forget. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH earth metal parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH earth metal blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Hey, we're back here. Harry F. Anderson Field. And quite a field it is. It's beautiful.
Fee, looking at their MAC early in the MAC, it looks like the usual teams. Coldwater's 3-0 in the MAC, and And Delvis St. John's has surprised us this year. You know, they beat us at home.
Yeah.
We was thinking.
The bottom of the second,
but, you know, they're 3-0 in the league, and, of course, for sales. So it's the usual suspects that we thought leading the MAC so far.
Yep, you're exactly right. We actually popped up.
That might hit us, boys.
That one's a little foul. Luke Bowman is your hitter. Bowman is your hitter. Strike one on that foul ball. Yeah, I think when we got beat by Dallas, we didn't think they were that great of a ball club, but I think they might be better than what we thought.
Well, I think they had lost a couple early, and they got run ruled early, and we're like, yeah.
Strike nice two. Curve. Nice curveball. Wyatt. On deck, Colin Subler.
Doubleheader today. What are we doing between games, Neil?
I'd probably go over here and cook something up in the kitchen over here.
No, will you? Will we go off the air for a little bit?
Yeah. We'll have to find out. Sometimes they say an hour and it's 45 minutes. Sometimes it's 20 minutes. Just I'd say it's whatever. It's up to the teams.
Swing and a foul ball.
And it might be a
one ball, two strikes.
End of the game decision, how long they want to have.
Luke Bowman?
Haven't gotten down to check out their concession stand, but
nope.
I'm going to guess that they got some pretty good eats down there. So,
one and a pitch. Kind of aimed that one a little bit.
I think the first year we came here.
Two balls, two strikes.
They said we're an hour between games, so I went to Subway and got back, and the game was about ready to start. It's gone
the
25
first,
minutes.
The first year we were here.
Ground ball to third. Brock Deuce up with it. Fires over to first. Got him.
Nice job, Brock.
Nice play, Brock. 5-3 if you're scoring at home. That's the first out of the inning.
The first year we did a game here, the sun fried me. My hands were burnt.
Yep.
I left here and went straight to the hospital.
Burnt to a crisp.
And I went home and just poured vinegar all over myself.
Colin Subler.
Colin Subler.
Subler is your hitter. He's your left fielder.
Yeah, you're
swinging a miss.
Your noggin is bright red. I know that.
Remember how hot that was?
Oh, yeah. It was the first good sunny day of the summer, and nobody had any
on
protection.
On deck, Bradley Beal. There's a pitch. Popped up. Landon Pose says, I got it. Nope. Shortstop Alex Deuce says, I got it. Good play. Way to talk out there, fellas.
I would have bet the ranch that was on when it took off, and I was watching it. Landon was getting at it.
I thought it was Landon, too.
Yeah.
Pop out to number six for the second out of the inning. Wyatt Benn settling down a little bit. We like to see that.
Yep.
Joey Votto's
Brady Beal,
song
man.
Is Jolene. See that?
Jolene. Yep. Little Doc
like
Martin.
It.
Yep.
Squares the bunt. Looking for a bunt hit, maybe. There's a lot side there. Ball one.
419-852-9201 if you're listening. We'll give you a shout-out.
Love to give you a shout-out. Outside corner. Evens account at 1-1. Why, a little nervous that first inning. He seems like he's settling down a little
Amen,
bit.
Amen, brother. I agree with you.
Another nice pitch right down the middle. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. On Mr. Beal. There's the old curveball, and I think he might have went around. Nope, he said he did not go around. Yes, first base umpire said he did go around. He's out.
Nice job, Wyatt.
Strikeout. Nice job, Wyatt. Quick inning here. 1-2-3. After two complete, Indians lead it 2-0.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin cupboard take and bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, we're back here, top of the third inning. Am I on, Spencey?
Yes.
There we go.
He's on.
Top of third inning, Troy Homan. Landon Post, Riggs Toby, the old tin cupboard.
Top
always
of
a big sponsor of everything that Fort Recovery Radio does, and we appreciate the heck out of them. One catches him on the buttocks.
Attaboy.
Slow curving.
Seen the old slow curving. Didn't move.
Troy's going to take first base.
Attaboy, Troy.
Here's Landon. Landon grounded out, the first baseman. First time up. Riggs Toby on deck. Indians leading 2-0 here, top of the third.
That brings to the plate number 3, Landon Post.
1972, state runner-up. 1982, state finalist.
State finalist.
South Adams star finalist.
Squaring a bun here, you think? Yes, sir.
That pitch is taken.
Oh, yeah. Troy, easy
steal. Way from the catcher, so Troy will go on to second base. I think he been stolen base on that.
I think he took off, yeah.
So now the runner in scoring position for Landon. Hit scores a run with Troy's speed out there at second.
Absolutely. Big gap right side.
Landon waves that bat around. Squares around. Good bunt. Tough play.
Oh, that's a hit.
That's a base hit. Ain't nobody
second baseman kind of lost.
Nice job,
sweet.
Landon.
Nice job.
That hit, he bunted that right where he needed
had to.
Had to
put it exactly
the first
right there.
And the pitcher.
Well done.
Base hit for Landon. And runners now on the corners. Riggs Toby. Here's Riggs, the right fielder. Riggs struck out looking. His first time up. You got to think Landon's going to be going here early, Fee.
Boy, you would think so. First and third. Usually that's a gimme. Landon got good wheels, too. He's got quite a few stolen bases to start the season.
Square around the bunt, he'll go. Yeah.
He went.
So, and that one's in the dirt.
I think we've.
A balk?
I think it's a balk.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
Yeah. That's going to score Troy. Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Wow. Called that right away.
Yeah, he did.
So the Indians now lead it 3-0 on the balk, and runner now at second base. Troy Homan comes in from third. Indians off to a good start here at South Adams.
Balk,
Saturday
no
morning baseball.
No pitch, he says.
Marcus Garkey on deck. Marcus scored the Indians' first run on a base hit. Come around to score on Wyatt Benz, gapper.
Wyatt hit her good out in right center.
Yes, he did. Wanner score. There's a bunt.
Another great bunt.
Down to first. Nice play by the pitcher. Flips it on to first. But the runner moves on to third. Nice job, Riggs Toby.
Exactly what he was supposed
doing
to do.
Exactly doing what he was supposed to. So one out in the inning. And here's
job,
Marcus.
Riggs.
The batter is number 14, Marcus Garkey.
Coach Ike would do like nothing to play more add-on, right, Fee?
Oh, boy, that'd be nice. Infield in. They're going to try to get him home if he goes. Ooh, that's a wicked curveball.
That is a wicked curve, strike one. Catcher Marcus Garkey had a clean base hit up the middle.
He did. Base hit right by the shortstop. Hit her well.
We can see him get one over there again. Get a run in.
Just get her out in the green.
Popped him up.
Oop, that's not what we wanted.
Catcher says, I got her, boys, and a nice play.
Good play.
Marcus pops out to the catchers. Second out. Now we need a hit, Kendrick.
Kendrick's going to have to do it the tough way. Base hit.
Kendrick drove one center field his first time up.
He did hit well.
Yep.
Stepping to the plate, number two.
Curveball, too. It was a hanging curve, and he, like you said, he had it timed up perfect. He hit it well.
Brock Dews on deck. That pitch is outside. Ball one. 3-0 Indians. Top of the third. Indian Baseball Fort Recovery Radio. I am Bob Stoller, joined by my sidekick, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
Spencey minding the board today. And Jerry, bus driver, and jack of all trades, Byram, looking good. Jerry's lost a lot of weight. God dang, looking good.
Why don't you say that about me, Bob?
You are not looking good. Not very pretty at all.
I've gained some, too.
That one's insane.
He found Jerry's weight.
I'm going to say, yeah.
Neil found it.
If Jerry lost it, I know right where it went. Came down to my house.
All right, down to Neil's house.
3-0 now to Kendrick. I think he's green light here. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Fastball down the middle.
And
ooh,
it's
a little
inside,
in tight.
So, 4-pitch walk to Kendrick. Now we got him on the corners.
Well, do you take a chance here, Bobby? Send him?
Well, we got to get Brock going here.
Kendrick ain't very fast, but this could be one where we're trying to steal a run here.
Yep.
The batter is number 6, Brock.
Jerry would.
Try to steal a run if you can.
Brock Dews. Brock is the senior on
outside
the ball
pitch.
Club. Indians with 1, 2, 3 seniors. Mm-hmm. Come on, Doozy. Base hit here, kid. There's a curve. Did he swing or not? He did not.
They're not asking, so I'd say no.
He has a nasty curve.
He does have a good curve. Yep. It breaks 2 feet, at least 2 feet, maybe 3 feet.
Indians coming off a 2-0 win over the Knoxville Rangers.
Ooh,
that ball is popped into right field. Foul first baseman under it, and he makes the catch. In the inning, the Indians get one. They leave a couple. Through 2.5, your Indians lead it 3-0.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
We're back here. Indians leading 3-0. Other activity around the fort day. The girls are at Ayersville today for an all-day-long softball tournament.
Softball tournament?
I sent a text out trying to get some updates, so hopefully we'll be able to update you guys on Indians girls softball team with a great win over Jay County. Ellie Will with a home run in the top of the eighth inning. Indians beat Jay County 10-9.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Girls are on a roll, right?
They are off to a great start. So if we get any updates from that, we will bring them your way.
Send it your way. Hey, I did get a shout-out to our former coach last year, Jerry Kalp. Jerry says, great bunts by the boys. Tom Gaudin works on them every day.
That one's fouled back to the screen. It's good to hear from Coach Kalp, just a class guy, and nothing but love for Coach Kalp.
Yep.
Of course, his wife is 10 times better than he is.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. But that pitch is a little low, 2-1. 9-1-2 for the Starfires. Steiner, and then back to the top with Minger and Dahl. Benny's settled in here pretty nice so far, Harold.
Yeah, much better. The first inning, he was struggling. It was all over the place. Now he's found his niche here, I think, around the corners, and had a great last inning, 1-2-3.
Well, you said if you can get him in a groove, he's tough, and he's around the
plate,
and it's what he's doing right now, pitching well.
So yep, absolutely.
Get that number 9 hitter.
Got him.
And he does, swinging a miss. Marcus fires it down to Kendrick, completes the strikeout, one up, one down for the Indians. Here's Minger. Minger walked along with Dahl. These two boys, left-hand hitter,
that brings up the top of the order.
Center fielder.
Kyle Binger.
I don't know that walk-up song.
Nope.
But I don't know anything that was... That's swing and a miss.
Pass 85?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
With me. I don't know that either.
Look at that little kid down there in the batting cage. You got to love that. Look at Dad out pitching to him.
Oh, yeah. Throwing to him.
Yeah. He's probably dead. Fired in here, Dad. Got the helmet on. It's a beautiful facility here, folks. And then right field's got a nice batting cage. Looks like at least two cages down there. And they're top of the line. Here's a grounded right back to Wyatt. Benny comes off the mound, makes a play.
Boy, he jumped off there good, didn't he?
Two up, two down.
Nice play by Wyatt. And I tell you what, Brock Deuce was jumping on that, too. He was right there, too. I don't think he could have got that one in.
So two up, two down. Benny's retired six straight now, settled in here well.
That brings the plate number five, A.J. Dahl.
A.J. Dahl. Right-hander. Waves that bat around. Benny gets a sign. Hey, pitch in the dirt. Ball one.
5'8 senior.
Next week, we got four games, Harry. We are going to Shawnee, we talked about on Monday.
You always tough play.
And then we got a MAC game. We're going to go to Marion Local and play the Flyers on Tuesday. Thursday, we got the San Henry Redskins at home. And Saturday, we are at home versus Lincolnview, a single game. And that is 11 o'clock start. So
perfect.
Four big games week. Next week, and hopefully Mother Nature cooperates and we get some Indian baseball. And the Indians, though, you know, we're 5-3, played 8. Starfires have only played 5, so we
got a few in on them.
That ball just misses. Good curve.
Oh, that was a good curve. Looked nice.
3-0.
Battle back here. Battle back. Come
Spencey
on, Benny.
Bringing in the water.
Love Spencey right now. A little parched.
Thank you, brother. Pretty good water boy, don't that ball's high. So a four-pitch walk.
Uh-oh. Popcorn, too.
Seeds, too. And people are going to love us when we eat the seeds on the air.
Oh, yeah. Crunching.
Yep.
Crunching munch right now, baby.
The only at first on the walk, and here is Musselman. Musselman struck out.
Stepping to the plate, number six, Nathan Musselman.
Left-handed hitter. Nathan is a junior. Runner goes.
Oh,
slow
nice.
Hit.
Off his foot, maybe?
Off his foot. Foul ball.
Yep.
Good job. Get ahead of him. Runner was going on that first pitch. How many hit and run there, Faye?
I believe he was. Coaches. Trying to get something going here.
Yeah, that's exactly
Coach
right.
Buckingham
let's get something
says
going.
I got to get something
get some
going.
Momentum going. Top of the order. Number two hitter.
Pick low one first.
Marcus gives a sign.
Benny. Ooh.
Throw over.
About half.
Runner back. South Adams High School, Burn, Indiana. Throwback.
Good hang by runner. Kendrick.
Dives in safely.
We've had some great games against these guys. They had a left-hander a couple years ago, I think. It was really good.
Yeah, he threw a... What was his last name?
I don't remember.
What was it?
Yeah. Besser. Yes. Yep. Man, he was tough. There goes a runner.
Whoa, that one's going out in center.
I don't think the boys knew who was covering there.
Stolen base for Dahl. Puts a runner in scoring position.
Marcus count says one there.
Marcus says nobody's there, so I'm just going to...
You got to heave it.
Yep.
They're supposed to be there.
Good wheels at second, so Indians got to knock it down and keep that shutout going.
Keep him there. That's right. Don't let it get through.
Benny looks back, steps off the rubber. Time is called. Nathan Musselman. Corey Lennington
lead.
On deck.
Big lead out at second.
There's a grounded
ball,
to shortstop.
Shortstop. All right.
Doozy comes up firing. Nice job, Wyatt Ben. Nice job, Doozy. In the inning, no runs, no hits, a runner left. In We've got three in the books. No your Indians lead at 3-0.
There's one runner left.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kids' birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
We are back here, South Adams. Indians lead it 3-0 after three full innings. Our first three hitters for the Indians will be Wyatt Benn, Cale Rammel, and Alex Deuce. And hopefully many more. Wyatt Benn hit a shot into the right center gap his last time up to drive in our first run. Oh, about hit him. Ball one. Here's the pitch. A little high. 2-0.
It's delicious water.
Good water.
Yeah, I dipped that out of the toilet.
The worst water in the world is Dasani.
3-0. Drink it. Don't like Dasani.
No, it's the worst. Hope they ain't listening.
Most of the time, I can't tell the difference. But.
So I just kind of.
Well, you can tell the difference.
I bought Dasani because the bottles aren't flimsy.
Three balls, one strike.
That's why you buy Dasani?
That's why I used to. Their bottles are as flimsy as everybody else's now. So
flimsy.
You know,
ball four.
You get a hold of it.
Base on
if
balls.
Just
for a
wrong.
White. Leading
like
us
that,
off.
If you kind of squeeze
bring
a little
Cale
bit,
Rammel to the plate.
Face.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, that had happened.
You been drinking?
That's
you got
why.
Gin in that?
A little gin in the water.
They didn't have any down there.
Can't believe that.
To go up to Haps. The Haps between games.
Third baseman in, looking for the bunt. Cale squares. Pulls it back. Gets away from the catcher. And Benny will just move on up. The second base. That worked out perfect.
Yep. Come on, Cale.
Cale is getting third here, huh?
How's popcorn?
Solid.
Seeds are solid.
Yep. Usually is here.
Yep, Cale hit a deep fly ball last time to left field. The left fielder dropped it and got us another run. Popped right back at us over the top. One ball, one strike on Cale. Wyatt Bennett first.
Did South Adams football team win state runner-up, right? 2 years ago?
Runner-up.
Runner-up. Who was the kid that got, like, all Indiana that year? The big blonde-haired kid built like a Adonis? What was it?
Curveball a little low.
James Arnold, that's right.
Two balls and a strike.
I was going to say that sounds like might be Jason's son.
Yeah, he's down at Marion College in Indianapolis now.
Okay. If you
outside
hear that
corner.
Voice in the background, that is the PA announcer for the Starfires, and we're picking his brain a little bit.
Two balls, two strikes.
We want to thank South Adams and their athletic director for setting us up here. We appreciate it.
That's awesome.
No matter what sport it is, they treat us like we own the place. They
gotta
are
love it.
So good to us.
Just a little bit outside on the curveball. That is a full count. Nobody out in the inning. Wyatt Bennett, second base.
Be nice Cale on the right side here, wouldn't it? If he can get him
well, we got
the
all
third.
Kinds of room over there, Bobby. I like your thinking. Slapper that way. Ball four.
That'll
in
work.
The dirt. Another base on balls. That will put Cale on first. Runners now, first and second. Now we should be looking
Deuce
for the
old. Deucey's got to be bunting here.
Looking for the old bunneroo.
Now plate.
Top of the order up next.
Top of the order coming up. Alex Deuce is our hitter, our shortstop. Also a pretty darn good pitcher.
I'll tell you the thing about Alex Deuce is, Alex Deuce is just a good athlete. You know, he showed things on the basketball floor this year that you can't really teach because he's quick, he's long.
He is long.
You know, and if he learns how to shoot a little better, you know, if that'd be a kid that could go in the gym and shoot 500 shots a day this summer.
Popped up. Third baseman, it's foul ground. But he's got it.
Well, I don't know about that one.
He didn't hang on.
Did he drop it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be darned. We'll take it. Yeah, I'm kind of struggling with it, too. I think I'd try to get him across, move him.
Boy, giving Alex a swing. Big drop by the third baseman.
That was.
Yeah.
So that makes it one ball, one strike. Warner winds and pitches. There goes a runner. Popped up.
Oh, nobody.
Foul ball. Whew. That could have been trouble.
Yep. Bunt went the wrong way. It went,
went straight
20
down
feet
the first
the
baseline. Not what we were wanting.
Nope.
That might be why he wasn't bunting in the first play.
But getting back to Doozy, and he's done a heck of a job at shortstop as well this year. He's really done a nice job. I think that Coach Eink, that was something up the middle. We know he had landed, but we needed that.
Ooh, oh, strike three.
Oh.
Kind of frozy, man.
I thought that was inside, but probably cut the front.
Come on, Troy. We need a base hit out of you.
Back to the top of the lineup. Here in the fourth inning. Runner still first and third.
Now batting the top of the order.
Gonna slap one down third baseline here, maybe, Bobby.
I like it. He's due.
He is due. He was looking.
Troy's been on base a bunch, but a lot of it's walks. He hadn't hit the ball like he seemed like he was last year.
We got a text from our sidekick. Our sidekick.
Calpe.
He says, boys, I'll be listening today.
All right.
Tell him he's working this morning.
Tell him to come up and take a look at this press box.
Built one just like this.
That's fouled.
Pop bump. Foul back. Square to bump, but makes it 1-1. Might still be looking to do it. This is something. This is part of your what you have to be when you're a leadoff hitter. You got to be able to get that ball in play, put it down. You got to be able to make a bunt anytime possible. Try it again. Evens the count at two balls. Or no, one ball, two strikes.
Reese Rogers fired me a text. He said that Reds will not lose 100 games.
Why, are they going to shorten
the season? He's still believing
on
us, huh?
Yeah. There ain't a bigger Reds fan.
Strike. Yep. Curveball again.
Troy, you can't
locked
take that,
him
buddy.
Up.
Come on,
yep.
kid.
Yep. Especially when you know he's throwing that curveball.
Yeah, boy, there ain't nothing. One thing I absolutely hated when I coached was striking out looking.
Number three.
At least get a rip at it.
Yeah.
Landon Post is your hitter. We need a big two-out hit here. Winds in the pitch. Landon hits a fly ball down
tough
the
play.
Third base. It's in foul ground. Shortstop makes the play. Nice job.
Wow.
Ends the inning. No ball, no runs on no hits.
Boy, he needs a good chance there.
We did with the one. We had the first two guys on.
Yep.
After three and a half, it is the Indians leading it 3-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Wayne Street Market will be closing at 1 p.m. this Saturday.
Wayne Street Market shutting her down early.
Yep. Easter parties. Everybody works for them having Easter parties, so they're just going to shut her down.
All right. Corey Lennington leads off for South Adams. First pitch, line drive hit hard to center field. Going back. Troy Holmes. Nice play. Nice play by Troy.
That one's hit hard.
That ball was hit well. He jumped on that first pitch fastball. Looks like our pitcher's coming up. Warner.
Now at the plate, number 13, Owen Warner.
Why, Ben, after the first inning, he's pretty well settled down, Bob. He's pitching pretty good. Keep it up. Strike one on the curveball. Fouled back.
Ooh, I'd have had that.
0-2 count.
Hit him in the head is what it would have done.
That one would have done some damage if we didn't have the old fence here. Brandon Ogden.
I received a text from the number one listener of Fort Recovery Radio.
Etzler's?
Amen, brother.
Etzler's are here.
She says, good luck to the Indians today. Bring home a doubleheader sweep. He said, special thanks to you guys for
doing
this.
Ground ball to third. Brock Deuce up with it. Fires over to first. Got him. Nice play.
Good job, Doozy. She said, a special thanks to Harold for all the years he has coached. It takes special people to step up and do those jobs.
I appreciate that, Kath.
Of course, her husband was one of that, so she has to say that.
Exactly.
I don't think she means it.
She was pretty darn good.
Wow.
Yeah. Now at the plate, number 16.
You think she does mean it?
She absolutely means that. She knows what it takes to do that stuff.
Ground ball to third again.
Brock's Deuce is Brooks Robinson.
Brooks Robinson Deuce has got it. 1-2-3 inning. Great job by Wyatt Ben. After four complete, the Indians lead it 3-0.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The weather's warm and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt at Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to vanilla. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the shop to see what this week's flavor is. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. If you're looking for a healthier option, try the dairy sugar-free running through our flavor infusion machine. Try all the flavors or get it in a clipper parfait or specialty sundae. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook to see what this week's yogurt flavor is.
All right, we're back here. Top of the fifth inning. Indians leading 3-0.
Zooming right along.
3-4-5. Riggs Toby, Marcus Garkey, Kendrick Wendell for Coach Ike and the Indians. Indians come in 5-3 on the young campaign. That pitch is low, 1-1. Starfire's 3-2.
Say first to your head coach, Kevin Ike's got to be pretty happy with the start.
I would guess. 2-1 in the league?
Yeah, 2-1 in the league.
Here's a 1-1. Swing and a miss, good curve.
Ooh, that's a good curve.
If he can throw that for strikes, that kid can be tough, but he's threw too many.
Yeah.
Got a little wild, left some balls, outside. And the Indians have timed him up a couple times. Lead at 3-0. Another curve in the dirt.
A little out.
2-2. Top of five.
Yes, sir.
He's moving right along, ain't
he? We're scooting right along.
You know, we ate at that Mexican joint here in Bern.
Oh, we did. That's right.
It's pretty good. L-carotene or what is it?
Yeah, something like that.
It ain't bad. Not bad.
Todd Homan. He might have stopped
in there. Where's that? Yeah. I don't remember seeing that.
It's in a little strip mall all the way to the north end.
All the way out on the north side, yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, wasn't bad at all.
There's a
got him looking. Yeah.
There's an elk keratin down at Winchester. Might be the same people.
Caught looking.
Riggs Toby was mad at himself.
Yeah, he wasn't happy. Here's Garkey.
He knew that was a good pitch.
Kendrick Wendell on deck. Marcus is one for two. He popped out and then had a base hit and scored the Indians' first run.
Yes, he did. And he had to score from first, Bobby. That was big because he was out of gas when he got her done.
That ball is in the dirt. One of my all-time favorite people in the world was Dave Hayworth.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, I love that guy. He'd come up here and bowled all the time. And his boy Kevin. Fun. Oh, my God, that was someplace. My dad would get drunker than a skunk up here. It was a dry bar, but he'd let Dad bring beer in. Put it in his pop cup. Yeah, I'd bowl all night.
Hayworth lanes.
Yeah, that was a hell of a bowling night. That was a great shot. Night.
A lot of fun.
Yep. Come on, Marcus. That is ripped to left field. That's going to drop in for a base hit.
Yes, sir.
Marcus Garkey with his second hit of the day.
Two for three.
Good job, Marcus. And here's Kendrick. Kendrick walked the first time up and then, or walked the second time up. First time up, hit a rocket to left field.
Yep.
Big number 15, one of the Indians' three seniors, Kendrick.
Number 15, Kendrick.
Yes, sir.
Wendell.
Kendrick with a full beard. I think Kendrick's 27 years old.
He had the full beard when he was a freshman.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
Kind of reminds me of old Peachy. Remember Peachy?
Yeah.
He was the same way. That guy's got a full beard. I got three hairs.
Yeah, I cannot grow nothing.
Can't figure it out.
Although I think I'm starting to get that. I'm starting to get some hair.
Coming
out of my ears.
Out of your ears.
That's the problem.
Just comb it over
That's
here.
The problem.
Yeah. Come over to your mustache or something.
Oh, sorry, Wolfman Jack. Swinging a miss. Fired down to first. Marcus drives.
What do you get back, Marcus? All right. Got Benny Homan down there, first base coach.
We finally got a first base coach.
Got a good one now. We finally got rid of that deadbeat we had.
We'd still be playing state championship game if Harold wouldn't coach him.
Yeah. Kept sending him.
Yep. That's a curveball for a strike. Who beat us, Norwalk, St. Paul, or Newark,
Newark Catholic twice.
Catholic.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That coach after the game said, you guys would have won if you didn't have that first base coach. Don't worry about it, Fee.
Nope.
That one gets away from the pitcher, or from the catcher. I think that might have been a cross-up because that was just off the strike zone. I think
it was
taking
bad,
curve and he threw the heater.
Yep.
So now the runner's in scoring position. And he's trying to play a little add-on here in the top of the fifth.
We'll take it. We need it. Always makes a pitcher feel better when he gets a few 4 or 5 runs.
Absolutely. Starfires are still looking for that first base hit. That one's just foul.
Just missed her.
Am I thinking right, Bubba, that several times we've come up here and leading in the bottom of the seventh or late in the game and
don't they say
hit
us?
They hit a home run to walk off one time. Yep. Or did we hit a home run to walk off?
No.
They did.
I think they did.
Elijah Collig hit a bomb out into left field.
Yep.
Off a curveball, which his dad said he can't ever hit a curveball.
I
supposed to go
that.
Home and make sure you tell your dad that was a hanging curveball and you hit it 400 feet.
Yeah, that is right.
Don't ever tell me I can't hit a curveball.
Here's the pitch. That one's low.
Attaboy, Kendrick.
All right.
Indians with two on again with one out.
Yeah.
Good eye by Kendrick.
Base on balls.
My point was, though, that we can't get a big enough lead.
No. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yep.
We never know. Three-run lead is not comfortable.
Rock, dude.
Well, I remember, I think it was a couple years ago, the Besner kid pitched the second game. We had no chance of winning that game.
No.
There's no way we was going to score a run. That was high. So we had to win that first one. I think we did.
Yep.
Despite our first base coach.
I think I might have won a game.
Did you win one for us?
I think I did.
Attaboy.
I'm not sure how, but I think I did it.
I'm pretty sure you did, too.
Swing and a miss. Big pitch. Good cut. That a way to take a hack at her, doozy.
That was a heck of a cut.
Wyatt been on deck. Wyatt's been on twice and pitched a no. He's got a no-no going through four.
Yeah, we got to get him. Let's move these runners
up. Yeah, I agree. That's a good curveball. Still a little low.
Yep.
Three nothing. If you're listening, Indians with four base hits.
Brock, there's a huge gap over on the right side.
There is a big old gap. That's a strike on the corner.
That was the one you needed to hit.
2-2, one out. Still waiting to see if I can get an update on the girls' softball team.
Still nothing.
Wait a minute. Nope.
Nothing.
A couple of text messages. Ooh, that's going to hit him.
That's not going to break it
out. That one got away from the pitcher, darn it.
Boy, he didn't want that.
No. So now they're loaded.
Loaded? Nobody out?
One out.
We got one out.
Wyatt Benn now to play. Wyatt's been on twice. He's walked and had a double.
It's time to help yourself here, Wyatt.
With a chance to really put this thing in.
Now at the plate, number five, Wyatt Benn.
Give himself a big lead here. One out.
Boy, he could.
And the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Ah,
fastball. Low.
That's one you wanted. Good swing. I like it.
Benny, a junior. It's a good junior class. Jackson Irwin, good Cale Rammel, class. Landon Post, Wyatt, Tucker Daniel. Overman, Bo Tin, Daniel Patch.
Daniel Patch, who we're missing.
You know, yeah, Patchy's, you know, everybody knows he. That's a outside 1-1. Patchy's having some arm surgery here coming up, I think, and then he will be ready next year, the big junior right-hander. That's a foul back to the screen.
He's been battling. He's just not had much luck in poor recovery baseball. Doggone it. Stupid COVID.
One ball, two strikes. Come on, Mike. I get some runs here. Bases loaded. One out.
Yes,
that's
going
to be a curveball outside.
Big hit.
Oh, got him.
Got him.
Peter out of the corner.
Ah. Boy, base is loaded. You can't take that one, Bobby. You got to hit him.
Two outs now. Here's Cale. Left fielder Cale has also been up twice. He has reached on an error and walked.
Come on, Cale.
His reach on error was a rocket out in left field. Yes,
it was.
The left fielder kind of got a little discombobulated. That was low. Any way we can get him in.
Yeah. Base is loaded.
Cale's a good-looking boy here. 6'4", hell of a basketball player. Mm. Had some great games for us this year, and he's only junior.
So. Finished strong, too, against Lima.
It's fouled at the plate, 1-1. And, of course, you guys know he is one terrific quarterback. Led the Indians in a victory in the playoffs last year. And he'll be back at the helm again for Coach Nick Camp and the Indian football team. There's a curve in the dirt, two balls and a strike.
Catcher doing a great job, boss.
Yes, he is.
That's a lot of pressure when you get that bases loaded. We're at third. You got to keep him there.
I think A.J. Dole's been the catcher for since he was a freshman, hadn't he?
Yep. About 11 years.
He's good. Yeah.
Oh, that one hit another guy. That's big for the Indians.
Indians are going to take that run. That was high and tight and got him on the left shoulder.
Kind of tailed on him a little.
Yeah. And the Indians take a 4-0 lead on a wild pitch.
Pitchers are definitely disappointed there.
Yep.
Yeah, because
way ahead in the count.
Yep, here's number nine hitter, Doozy. Doozy has been up twice and has not reached base yet. He struck out looking.
Number four, Alex Doozy.
Popped out to second base.
Come on, Alex.
Troy Homan on deck. Indians with a chance to really put a hurting on the Starfires here. That pitch is a little outside. 4-0 Tribe. Top of the five here. Harry Anderson Field. The campus of South Adams.
Yes, sir.
Oh, swing and a miss. Good. Doozy waving that bat around. Bases loaded. Runners big lead. Curveball strike right down the middle.
Doozy.
One ball, two strikes. Nice crowd on hand, game one. South Adams got a bunch of people over there.
They do got a nice crowd. Indians got a pretty good crowd, too.
Yep. That one's outside. 2-2. The heater.
Anything close here, Deuce, you got to get him.
323 down the left field line. 323 down the right. Straightaway center field's a poke. 356.
What's day in there?
Grounder to short. Good hop for the shortstop. Fires it across and gets
it. Nice play.
In the inning, a run on no hits, on one hit. And we leave three through four and a half. Your Indians lead at 4-0.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment. And you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
The weather's warm and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt at Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to vanilla. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the shop to see what this week's flavor is. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. If you're looking for a healthier option, try the dairy sugar-free running through our flavor infusing machine. Try all the flavors or get it in a clipper parfait or specialty sundae. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook to see what this week's yogurt flavor is. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. You're sure to have a better day after stopping by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 and Tuesday through Sunday 11 to 8.
Dairy Queen commercial, most annoying commercial. That's the most annoying commercial
music
I've ever heard.
Is annoying.
You don't
did
like
you
that?
Bring that up? Did you do that?
Well, yeah. It's ice cream truck. They sell ice cream.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
They got a truck?
No.
Nope. Took your grandson there the other day to get some ice cream truck. Delicious ice cream.
Really?
But I got a brain freeze.
Oh, that's tough.
Eat it a little too fast.
Not good.
7, 8, and 9 for the Starfires and Coach Brad Buckingham. It is Subler, Beal, and Steiner.
Rolled or foul?
Foul ball. 1-1.
We're at here. Bottom five?
Bottom of 5 feet, and Wyatt Benn has been terrific.
He has been really good since that first inning. He struggled a little bit the first inning, battled his way out of it without giving up any runs, and then he's been pretty lights out since.
Yes, so Southam's looking for that first base hit, and they might just get it. That was ripped to the left.
Right at him.
Right at him. Didn't move. That baby was hit on the proverbial button.
Okay, that's called playing him perfect. Yep.
Indians have been stellar defensively behind Benny. They've made every play. Keep it up, boys. That's one out now here. Here's Beal.
Brock Deuce has been really good down at third. Yep. He's had three or four shots at him.
He struck out swinging first time. Brady Beal. Brady is a junior, 6'1".
Good looking kid.
He's got a nice hairdo. We ain't got no hair.
Nope.
Popped him up.
Landon?
Posty. And Kendrick. Nope. Kendrick says, I got her, boys.
Kendrick?
And he gets it.
Kendrick gets it done, but he kind of scares us to death every time.
He does get a wobbling a little bit,
though.
He gets
a wobbling a little bit.
Good but job, big
we'll
man.
Tag her, big fella.
Two up, two down. Here's the number 9. Yes, here's Steiner. Back to the top of the order. Minger on deck.
Most Indian fans know, too, that our own Steiner. Nick Twaits did make the Fort Wayne Tin Cap lineup this year. And if you think about it, they got all kinds of seats, tickets. Go up and see him.
Yeah.
From here, it's only half an hour.
Half hour.
Twaits pitched two innings his first outing against the Dayton Dragons. And he
had a great outing.
Yeah, struck out four and gave up no runs. Now, Wednesday night, he pitched. I seen a bunch of Fort Kirby people was up there.
Yeah.
He got two homers.
Willie was up there, I think.
But
Willie Holman.
Wind was blowing dead out at Tin Caps. There's a line drive to left field.
That's
base hit.
Yep. The no-no's gone.
Yep. Nice piece of hitting there by the number 9 hitter. The lines are in the left field. Clean base hit. Now runner at first. But Twaits pitched two innings, struck out four again. He gave up two runs, two solo homers.
Yes.
But the wind was blown out and it really looked neat.
And brings up top
Will Holman Snapchat, and he was able to vaunt in them guys. Look like they had a hell of a time.
Looked like they had a great time.
We do wish Nick Twaits
nothing but the best. That kid's a great kid, and he's a hard worker. Nobody's going to outwork him.
That pitch is low. Leadoff hitter. He's 0-for-1. He walked first inning.
He did walk first inning.
Grounded back to the pitcher last time up.
Let's get this third out here, huh?
Indians leading 4-0 here at the top bottom of the fifth. That one gets away. Runner will not advance. 2-0. Ball on deck. Starfires with a chance to get something going here, top of the order. Sure, that's what Coach Buckingham's up.
Yep, he's wanting to get a couple hits here put together.
Coach Ike's thinking, let's get the leadoff hitter out so we're going to face him again. So
yep.
Left-handed hitter, throw over, runner back.
Not bad. Pretty good move by Wyatt.
Who's starting game two? Any idea?
I do not know.
Indians are first game 7-7, bottom of the fourth. Bases are loaded for us.
Ooh.
We're still batting 2 outs.
Who we playing?
From Kenny Shane. Who are we playing?
I wonder who we're playing.
Brian.
It's kind of an invitational thing up there, isn't it?
I think they said there's six teams involved.
Yeah, that's all right. Sounds about right.
That one's ball four. Two on now.
All right, Benny. I think Coach Benny might come out and talk to him a little bit.
Nothing going on yet. So two on. Runners at first and second.
There he comes.
Here is A.J. Dahl. Coach, I ain't going out and talk to his young right-hander. Just get him settled down here.
Absolutely. He's all right.
Pitch count-wise, he's probably in the 70 range, I think.
Yeah, I think he's okay, yeah.
Yep. 2-3-4, so the heat of the meat of the lineup for the Starfires. One out here. Bottom of the fifth. Indians leading 4-0. The Beatles.
The Beatles. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
You can't go wrong with the Beatles.
Nope.
Every song they sing is like 2 minutes, 30 seconds, and they're all awesome.
They're all awesome. Got great beats.
Yep. You hate the Beatles, right?
No, no.
You like the Beatles?
Oh, absolutely.
Love the Beatles.
Beatles forever, Neil says.
Yep.
Virtually every, especially when it's albums, I like this pop stuff that they started off with, but their albums are really great. Mm-hmm.
Really good. Ooh,
ball
pretty close.
Outside, one of them. Yes. A.J. Dahl. A.J.'s been up twice, on twice.
He's been tough, yep. He's been tough. Let's keep him off the base this time. Any base, fellas.
Make him hit it, Benny. There's a strike.
There's
right
a good
down
pitch.
The middle of the plate. 1-1. Nathan Musselman on deck.
Big week coming up. Two big MAC games, Marion and St. Henry this week.
Ooh.
Oh, he's nibbling. He's nibbling.
Close.
Shoot. I'd like a little conference to see what was wrong with that pitch.
That was good. That was looked good to me.
2-1. Gets a sign and a pitch. That one's out. Ooh, that's a corner.
Oh, a little makeup so that, there, maybe.
That means that first pitch was low.
Because
that pitch was a 2-2.
Yep.
Good curveball, Benny.
Yes, sir. Come on, Benny. Get him yourself here. Nibble corner here.
Dolly waves that bound around. Benny gets a sign from Gurkey. Runners at first and second to 2-2.
Oh,
curveball lashed.
Get there. Right. That boy, Kendrick.
Oh, nice play.
Big
nice
out there.
Job. He hit it hard. Kendrick made a nice play. In the inning, no
sure
runs.
Sure did.
A hit. They leave two. Five in the books. Your innings lead at 4-0.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite? Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
We're back here at South Adams. We got a new pitcher for the Starfires, and it is going to be Gavin Myers.
Gavin's 31 years old.
Gavin's got a full beard, dude, looks like. Gavin is a junior.
I do love this song.
Good song.
Bang. A-R-G. Something like that.
Ben?
Hey, I got a text here from Todd Homan.
Who you got, Todd?
Todd says the girls are 7-7 after 4. He's listening to the Fort Recovery boys on FRR, watching Fort Recovery softball and Game Changer, and on his way to Fort Wayne to watch Brennan's doubleheader for St. Francis.
It's a great day he's got going.
Todd Homan is the envy of us all.
Todd has got a great day going.
Yeah.
He's probably going to stop by the hospital and watch Will do his nursing.
Well, I don't know about that, but he'll probably stop somewhere and have a few adult beverages afterwards.
Ooh, he might find
probably
it for
eat
him,
a big steak. Pete, that was a hell of a job by Benny to get out of that
last inning. That was a big play by Kendrick, too. Line drive into right field. He stretched that big arm out and got it.
Leading off the top of the sixth, the top of the order, number 11, Troy Homer.
Well, what we got going here, Bobby? You must have missed one. Third out.
Did I?
Yep. Troy Homan leading off for the Indians.
Please don't yell at me.
First mistake he ever made.
It's the first one he ever made.
I was too excited.
Yep.
We were excited. That's right. Ducey had a bases loaded. Whew. We needed that big hit.
You know what? I'm thinking about between games going over and hitting some in the batting cage.
A little batting cage. That's it. Yep. Work your game. Mm-hmm. Get your game. You got some eligibility left.
I think so.
We talked about Todd. This is his boy getting ready to lead us off here. Troy.
Ooh.
Troy hit it hard. Foul.
Load out in front of that one.
Troy scored one run.
You know what's amazing is I remember Todd playing, and he sucked at all his sports.
His kids are athletic.
His kids are tremendous, and he was absolutely horrible at everything.
He was a pretty good softball player. That's when
That was after he started drinking.
Maybe that's what he should have done in high school.
He's probably doing that in high school. Maybe that's why.
He can handle it better when he's older.
Was Michelle a good athlete?
I don't know. I think she must have been.
I know her brother was pretty good.
She must have been.
I can't think of his first name, but Steinbrenner.
Ooh, that's ripped.
Hits that bell hard down the first base. Yep. Bow!
When he was around here, he was on R&D's, and he was a star player for R&D softball, which was probably the best, one of the best around here.
Hmm? Hey, big fella.
Cobb Pharmacy?
Well, that was, I'm talking about in that era.
Ball a little low.
Yeah, the Cal Pharmacy team, and which was a little bit after the Apartment C team. A lot of the same players.
Yep, a lot of the same guys.
That was really good. That was fun softball.
Full count. Here's the pitch. Nope. Troy says, I got to back out here a second. A little gamesmanship by me. By big Troy. I like it.
Chokes up on that bat. Full count.
Gavin Myers winds, pitches. A little outside. Troy's on. Good leadoff. Good leadoff. Took a lot of pitches. Fouled a few off. Nice job. Good at bat.
Amen.
I'm going to say I don't have anywhere where I have the stats. We can maybe ask Tom between games. I'm going to say Will Homan has more walks than the rest of the team put together. He walks a bunch.
Will does or Troy?
Troy, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Did I say Will?
He said Will.
Of course I did.
Absolutely. There he goes. He's off running, and he's going to be in. Maybe.
He landed a little short.
Yep. It looked like he stopped.
Crawled in the last
screen. Yep.
Had to crawl in for the save. He had the base stolen by a mile, but
looked like Willie
he
Mays
just didn't get there.
On Major League, remember that?
Yep.
Slid in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to point him. Come on,
keep coming. A little bit more, you're out. Landon Post is our hitter. Landon has a hit on the day. He's 1-for-3, I think. Troy, big lead down in second. Oh, that's close to a balk.
That had to be a balk.
Boy, it looked like he stopped completely and then went.
Yeah, he kind of hesitated there.
I don't know, though.
Sure did look like he was going to second base there.
It's close. Pretty close.
Yep.
Two balls, one strike. Oh,
ouch.
Oh, umpire took a shot there, I think.
He's had a full beard since he was in the eighth.
Yeah. Yeah, he got him.
Two balls, two strikes.
Brothers of the brush.
On our second baseman, Landon Post.
You know, we got to give a shout out to Landon's mom.
Absolutely. You know, she's listening.
Yeah, and she's going God through love her in a handbag. And everybody loves Kelly, and
absolutely
we're doing
love her to death
for Kelly.
Get going, Landon. Get going, baby. Run, run, run. Hustle, hustle, hustle. Safe, says this umpire. That was a strike three. Got by the catcher. Landon raced down to first. Troy moved over to third. We got him at first and third. Nobody out.
Tell you what, Dahl made a hell of a throw down there. Made that a bang banger.
That was a close play. I didn't think it was going to be either. All right, Bobby, help me out here. We're going to call that. Is this KS?
Yeah. It's
now at the plate.
Strikeout swinging.
Number 12.
Strikeout swinging. Riggs, he got on. God love him. We got him at first and third. I don't think Landon's going to stay at first very long. There he goes. Throw down to second. Shortstop sneaks in, stops it. We got him at second and third. Nobody out. Riggs Toby's our hitter. Griggs, our right fielder. Had a big day against Houston, I think. Three hits, possibly.
Yeah, it was Parkway.
Parkway, okay.
Yep, because his dad was helping me out.
Jimmy
yep,
was on yep. the mic.
That's yep. exactly right. A little low on that pitch. Three balls, no strikes to Riggs. Riggs probably going to get the old taker. Here's the pitch. Right down the pike. Three balls, one strike. Riggs was a great kid. Came in there last year for us as a freshman, and we needed a catcher. And he battled through the whole year. I don't think he really wanted to do it, but he did it.
Yeah.
And boy, I appreciated that.
Team player.
He is a team player.
And he did very well for...
Did do a great job.
Yeah, not doing it before.
Popped up.
Not good.
First baseman's under it. He's got it. First out of the inning. Pop out to number three. One away. That brings Marcus Garkey to the plate. Marcus, 2 for 3 on the day. Scored a couple of runs for us.
Batting for the Indians, number 14.
Marcus, let's get you a couple more RBIs here. Looking to bunt. There it is. Hard bunt back. Just bunted it a little too hard. Here's a play at the plate. Not in time. Great job by Troy Holman sneaking in on that one.
That's a great call by Coach Hine.
Yeah, just, we got to get something so we can get us a run, and he did a nice job. Marcus.
Marcus had a hell of a game.
We're going to call that a sacrifice. Second out, but we also scored a run on that. RBI.
Now at the plate, number
Landon
15.
Does a nice job getting the third. So
absolutely. Well, guys were heads up on the base paths, doing a great job. We got him down at third. Kendrick Wendell is our hitter.
I think I could eat 500 butterscotches.
Ooh.
I think all my teeth would fall out, but I could eat 500 of them.
Well, I only have about 20 here and another 50 or so back in the studio. So.
Slow curve. Foul ball.
Well, know what to get you for Christmas.
0-2.
A 5-gallon bucket
of butterscotch. There we go.
That's probably better than my medium flannel shirt that my father-in-law gets me every year.
That's strike three, and it gets by the catcher. Ooh. Kendrick's going to make it down, and Landon is going to score. Heads up by him.
Twisted his knee a little bit, didn't
makes it ankle, six yeah. to nothing.
Did he?
Indians.
Did he step on the bat? I didn't see
no,
that.
He stepped on home plate.
I think he stepped on home plate wrong or something. That brings Brock Deuce to the plate.
Now Kendrick. Plate number six, Brock Deuce.
Hey, swinging, but he got on. Looking out. Here's the pitch. A little outside. Two balls. No strikes. To Brock Deuce.
Update on the girls. They're in 11-7. 11-7 now the score.
Nice. Indians leading.
Indians leading after 5.5. Playing Wayne that. Trace. Wayne Trace. The Raiders.
Swing of this. Brock getting.
Appreciate Kenny Shane giving me updates.
Kenny's the man.
He has a couple of girls playing.
Yes, he does. Pretty good ones, too.
Yep.
Yeah, popped up. Second baseman calls it.
That's another dad who was terrible at all sports.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank God his mom's an athlete.
Second baseman like got it.
For the Indians, they scored two
Brock
it,
pops out to the second baseman, and that is the third out of the inning. But in the inning, two more runs for the Indians. They take a 6-0 lead.
Fort Recovery, South Adams.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
We are back here at South Adams. Bottom of the sixth.
Nathan
Musselman will lead off for the Starfires. Line drive right at Kendrick. Kendrick's hot right now. He's had two blasts at him, and he did a great job on both of them.
That was a wicked shot.
That was a shot. Line out to the number three for the first out of the inning.
Now at the plate, number 22, Corey Lennington.
Corey Lennington comes up. See what Corey, he's 0 for 2. Strike one. Benny, hanging right in there.
He has been phenomenal.
It's been really good. Swing and a miss. 0-2.
You know, it's amazing when you get to a young team like this, and then you get them a couple wins.
It's amazing.
And they start feeling
it. Oh, boy, I agree. That confidence level is something else. Swing and a miss.
Hell of a
nice
job, Marcus.
Marcus. Great job by Marcus. Swinging. K swinging. Second out of the inning. That brings Owen Warner to the plate, I think. Yep, he's still in there. Owen started out the pitcher.
Number 13, Owen Warner.
Can you be more comfortable watching a game?
This is pretty nice.
Hmm?
First pitch swinging. Fly ball left field.
That inning.
Fielder,
he dropped that?
He dropped that.
Be more comfortable if he
was. Not quite sure what was going on there, but looks like Kale dropped that one. That's an error. He's seven.
I love Kale Rammel. I love him. That was the worst play I ever seen.
That was very good. It's kind of a lazy, take his time coming in and then just let it fall down. Dropped right out of his glove. What the heck was that?
It's not the worst we've ever seen.
Well, it was a kind of a routine fly.
It was probably the worst one today.
I guarantee he's laughing out there.
Oh, yeah. That ball's hitting hard in the gap. He dropped that one. We dropped that one, too. Ricks Toby had his glove on it, made a great play, and then Starfires are on the board. Two errors.
Yep, he got to it, and it was a tough play. He was running to his right.
All right, he's got to catch
up. You got to catch that ball when it hits your glove.
Right now, Benny's thinking about going out there and just throwing haymakers
at him. Wait a minute, I'm getting fly balls to you, and we can't catch
him. Now at the plate.
It'll work out.
Looks like Colin Subler.
14, Colin Subler.
Pitch inside.
He's still throwing hard.
He is throwing hard. Yep. One ball, no strikes. Doggone it.
Wyatt Ben's mom works at Cooper's, and she's just an all-around champ.
Great. Uh-oh, might have him hooked there. We got to have a good throw down. Oh, no. Yes,
what
sir!
Wow.
That was a swing and a miss. First base runner got hung out halfway. We threw down to first, and Kendrick threw to second, and we got him to end the inning, third inning. Three outs in the inning, and he did score a run on no hits. 6-1. Indians lead it.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, we're back here in the press box.
All right,
Harry Anderson Field, top of the seventh inning. Indians leading 6-1. Trying to play a little add on here. 7-8-9, Wyatt Ben, Cale Ramo, Alex Dews. Indians softball team playing at Aaronsville Invitational. Kenny Shane just said they're playing in a baseball diamond. It scores 11-11 in the bottom of the sixth inning. So they got a long one going there.
It's
a great game so far.
So probably not too many home runs out of the park?
Probably not. No,
not too many.
Matty Goombar hit one of the warning track, about 280. So.
Huh.
I'd say 11-11, the wind's blowing out of there. What do you think?
I would say you're exactly right.
All right, so here's Wyatt Benn leading off. Wyatt's been up three times. He has had a base hit, a walk, and he struck out. Indians, he's also scored a run, and he's pitched a gem. Gave
and
up
he
a couple
has
hits.
Pitched his butt off.
Leading off the top of the seventh, number five.
Cale Ramo on
Wyatt
deck.
Benn.
6-1, top of seven. That ball's high. Ball one.
A little high. A little high. We got
watch Reds last night?
Nope. Fell asleep.
Did you? I watched a little bit. They're terrible. They are absolutely terrible.
Yeah, they ain't got much going on.
Swing and a miss. We got a can't hit. Can't hit. Can't pitch.
Not a thing. Not a bit. We got a new pitcher, Bobby. Colin Subler. Is that right?
Yeah, I'd say.
I think it is.
Ooh, popped right,
right
over our head.
Back at us.
If Jerry was awake, he could have got that one.
Yep.
Really?
Big stretch.
Windows open. Reach out.
Big stretch.
Yeah.
Get a souvenir.
Need a 38-foot arm, but yeah, he could have had that.
Jerry's got some length on him.
Gadget man arms. Go get
curveball outside. 2-2. Yeah, this is a beautiful place here. There ain't no doubt about
boy,
it.
We
bragged up his press box, but. It is.
Field's awesome,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is. 2-2. Grounded to third.
Bobbled.
Fired across, and
no.
He's in there. It. That's an error on the third baseman.
Good hustle down the line by Wyatt.
Yep. E5 if you're scoring at home here in the seventh.
Yep.
Here's Cale Ramo, the left fielder. Cale has been up three times. Cale has been on three times. Reached on an error, walked, and got hit by a pitch.
Now at the plate. Number
keep it
two,
up.
Cale Ramo.
Throw over. Benning's back. Snap throw over to first. Benning diving back.
Pretty good move.
Indians trying to get their sixth win on the young season. Once again, this is a doubleheader, folks, so we're going to have a little downtime between games, probably about a half hour. Runner goes and out into center field.
Ooh.
Ball was there at plenty of time.
Stolen and base.
Yep.
He made his move to tag him before he had the ball.
Lost the ball there. Out of the glove.
Here's Ramo, backup runner. Now in scoring position, base hit scores him.
Get you an RBI here. What do you say? One time, Cale.
Subler, the new pitcher. Colin is a senior for Coach Buckingham. There's a grounder
right
short.
Oh, he
through the wickets.
Through the wickets. Come on. He's sending him. Here comes
the play at the plate. He is in there. Throw to second. Cale's in
great
there.
Hustle. Good hustle. Cale. Loved it.
And the Indians now lead 7-1.
Great job by the Indians on the base
on
pass
the short
there.
Stop.
A lot of, so the Indians a lot of hustle.
So the Indians get two runners on here by way of errors from the Starfires.
Mm-hmm.
That cannot make the coach too happy.
Not happy with
that one. Was right through the wickets of the shortstop.
Yeah.
But I will say one thing. Wyatt did a nice job. He kind of stood there, you know, and got in the way and jumped out of the way.
Make a little tough on him.
Squared bunted right back to the screen. 0-1. Alex Dews.
Alex.
Doozy's 0-2.
Yeah, he's bunted two of them about 20 feet high.
0-3, Doozy is.
0-3. Big week next week. Like we said, at Lima Shawnee.
Throw down.
On
back.
Monday. Tuesday at Marion Local, and then we're going to have a home game against the St. Henry Redskins on Thursday. And then Saturday, I guess they kind of got beat in the
State Finals.
Lincoln View Lancers.
Well, Price, I hope Price gets to pitch. I doubt if he will because it's a non-league game, but that kid is something. He's going to Ohio State.
He's good.
Throws her low 90s, and he is the real deal, folks. And
he
has not been hit on, I don't think, this year.
No. He don't miss either. He's right around the plate on the corners all day.
They the Lancers have lost a few games, but when he pitches, they have not lost.
So. Yep.
He's a stud, so it'd be fun to get him. Hopefully he does pitch Saturday.
Yeah, you never know.
Fouled at the plate, off his foot. Doozy says, dang it, that didn't feel good, boys.
No. Neat thing was, last year, we went up there against him, and he actually did pitch, and
he pitched
three innings. Holman, and Troy went toe-to-toe with him.
Yeah.
Both teams couldn't get a hit.
I think did he go three that game or something?
I think he went three. He went one time through the lineup. Yeah. I ain't too sure he struck out nine guys out of nine, too. Could have been.
Yeah, Troy was tremendous that game. Indians got beat, I think, didn't we?
Two to one, I think. Great game.
Doozy waving that bat around. Throw back to second base. Cale dives in. He's safe. 2-2 count. No outs here in the top of seven. Indians leading 7-1. Indians 7 runs, 4 hits. They've made a couple errors. Starfire's a run, a hit, and they've made 3 errors. It hasn't been
ugly.
Lately, huh? There's a strike three looking on the corner.
Doozy, too close.
So Doozy goes down looking. That's one out. Here's the leadoff hitter, Troy Holman. Troy's been up 4 times. He's reached on a walk. He's reached on a walk and struck out twice.
That brings up the top of the order, number 11, Troy Holman.
Shift is on here. That's fouled right back to the screen. Left-handed
hitter. Good idea, jumping on that first pitch.
Number 11.
You'd have had that, Bobby.
I would have, if a little bit closer. I got good hands.
Good hands for the big fella.
Yeah, for the big guy.
Soft hand.
Looks like they got some tents set up out here. They're going to feed the teams between games.
Oh, I'm sure they are, yep.
I'm thinking about stealing a South Adams uniform behind me and just getting in line.
Slider on.
Maybe get a Sloppy Joe or a cold turkey sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
You think they got any 4XL jerseys back there?
It could be one bagger.
That one's in the dirt for a ball.
Maybe
two balls and a strike. Towards,
well, umpire clothes.
I could put the yeah.
Yeah,
could
there be you go.
You're wearing blue.
Yep.
They'd never know.
Nope.
That is hit hard. That's
into
it,
right
baby.
Field. That's going to score a run.
That a boy. Troy.
Troy is going to make the big turn. He's going into second. He dives in, and that's a double for Troy, and it's an RBI.
Troy's going to head on to third. No one got over the. Nope. He's going to stay. Good idea.
So that's an RBI double for Troy Holman. That was ripped into right field. Indians now lead 8-1 as Cale Ramel comes around to score.
Boy, he hit that good, Bobby.
Yes, he did.
Sat right back and waited and drilled it.
Indians making Starfires pay for their errors. But he did. Nice piece of hitting. That's
RBI for
nice
him.
To see.
Now batting number three.
Here's Landon. Landon's been up 4 times. Landon has got a base hit. He scored a run.
Oh, that's going to get him on the arm.
Landon's going to go to first.
That one might actually hurt.
You can't hurt that kid.
Oh, can't hurt.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Tougher nails.
Yeah. Doesn't have a whole lot of meat on his bones, but he's
all right,
a tough little bird.
He didn't get that from his dad. Eric would be down on the ground right now. They'd be a squad in.
Call a squad in.
Squad in. Yeah, Eric would be.
Yeah, he'd be done.
He'd just say there, and they'd just say, bury him right there in the dirt.
That's it. I'm done.
No toughness from Eric.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Huh? All right, fine. First and second now.
There they right go. Pitch.
Runners go. Throw down a three.
Oops. He's in trouble. Whoop, we got this. Another one of them slows. I don't know what Troy's doing.
Troy needs, between games, he's going to work on sliding.
Yeah. Troy's got the 88-foot slide down.
Yeah.
Problem is, he's got 2 more feet to go to get to the base.
Shortstop tagged him.
Third base flipped it over to short. Tagged him out.
Throw back. Hey, we kid because we love them.
That's exactly right.
So 2 outs.
All right.
I think if they thought we were serious, I believe we wouldn't have any sponsors.
Nope.
We have to talk between innings.
Here's Riggs.
Come on, Riggs. Get you an RBI here.
Riggs has been up 4 times. Swing and a miss. He's reached on a fielder's choice. Struck out looking twice. popped out to first base last time up.
All right, Riggs, anything close?
Wainwright Field for Coach Ike. 8-1 to score Indians. That's in the dirt. Benny going to finish it off? You going to bring somebody else in?
I say finish it.
Finish it?
If he gets anybody and lets a couple guys on, maybe then we can get him. But
yeah.
He seems to be throwing pretty well. I mean, still throwing hard, like you said, last inning.
That one's outside for a ball. Kendrick on deck. Or no, Garkey on deck.
Garkey.
Marcus on deck.
Mark's had a good day today.
Yes, he has.
Been good behind the plate, too.
2-2, two out. Deuces wild. Pudge Brunswick.
Pudge.
Ooh, you're got him.
Sit down on that one.
In the inning, the Indians get a couple add on. Then through six and a half, your Indians lead it 8-1.
Two runs on one hit. There were two errors.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris Experience Suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn.
While you're out shopping during the Fort Recovery Garage sales this weekend, stop by the Wayne Street Market for some delicious ready-to-eat specials back in their deli. Thursday, you can get their delicious smoked rib dinner for just $8. On Friday, they'll be grilling with hot dogs for $1.50 and hamburgers or brats for only $3. Saturday, be sure to stop in for their famous tenderloin dinner for just $6. Don't shop hungry during the garage sales this weekend. Just stop by the Wayne Street Market for one of their ready-to-eat specials, then get back to the bargains you'll find all around town.
All right, we're back here. Bottom
I got her.
Indian. We need three outs for you to get game one.
Yeah, Benny's going to try to finish it out here, I think. That's good to see.
Absolutely.
We need a quick inning. Quick inning because...
Actually, it's been a fast game.
Been a great game.
12:52.
That ain't bad.
Nope.
But we need a fast inning because I've had a large coffee and two bottles of water.
You got it. Yep.
About to explode. Yep.
Well, you've got an empty bottle there. Go ahead.
Might not fill her back up.
Davidson.
All right. Here we go. This looks like a new
pinch hitter, Caden Davidson, yeah. Coming to bat. Caden Davidson. Caden is a senior, 6 foot tall. Batting for Sumler. Brady Beal on deck. Beal.
We got sub coming there, too.
Okay.
Mm hmm.
Leo.
Coach Buckingham getting the young kids some swings in here.
Yeah.
There's a horse and buggy coming down the old road, loaded up. The Amish.
Got her going good.
Yep. That thing's roaring, too.
Sparks flying off the wheels.
Yes. Got a secretariat in front of that.
I
baby.
Love those people.
Secretariat.
Jeez, that one about got me.
Yeah.
That's close. That one would have got you.
That was all the ear.
Close enough
attention. That one about knocked
about
me
took
out.
Took an ear off.
Put you right between the eyes.
Yep. Good job getting ahead of the hitter there, Benny.
Attaboy, Benny.
And the 0-1. That one is popped up.
Popped up. Benny calling it. Brock calling it. Benny's I got it.
Benny's I got her. One up, one down. After the last inning, the guy's catching.
Who knows?
I better go.
Benny says, I'm going to do myself.
Yeah, fly ball left field. Benny's going out and catch it.
Yeah. Yeah, any fly ball he's going after right now.
That's one up, one down. And he's two outs
now
away from win.
Starfire's number seven, Leo Palomo.
Palomo.
Pinch hitter now.
Another senior. 5'8".
That is ripped
first
into left
pitch,
field.
Rip.
Base hit. So a hit for Palumbo.
Looks like it's a little, might be a little damp out there. That ball stopped fast.
Yeah, it did. Base hit, second hit of the game for the Starfighters. Here's Matt Steiner. Matt had a base hit, the first hit for South Adams.
Two on the day, huh? Yep, so far. Wyatt Ben's been really good.
Yeah, he has.
Now at the plate for the Starfighters, number four, Matt Steiner.
Big Matt, ninth hitter on the Coach Buckingham's lineup. Top of the order up deck, Kyle Minger.
How about we roll on to end
the game? Just outside, ball one.
Roll on to end the game here, yeah. Double play.
You're just saying that because you got to pee.
I know.
You got to be bad.
Die.
There's a strike.
Gee, right. Call that strike. Let's go.
They got an unbelievable facility here.
They do. Have.
The restrooms. Under. You been in the restrooms yet?
Nope.
They have an attendant down there.
They have an attendant down there. Yeah. They got a bidet.
Towels hanging out there. Yep. Bidet. Yep.
Damnest thing I've ever seen.
This is some kind of place.
Yep. And they got butterscotches.
Butterscotches are good.
Good. Well, and I need a mint. Oh, there's Neil down there doing that.
Yeah.
Curveball in the dirt gets away from him.
He's out. Yeah, I was going
to say. Yeah, didn't go. So that's two outs now. He needs one out. Good job, Benny.
Good job, Benny.
Strike out swinging.
That's about the first one that's got by Marcus. Marcus has been a wall back here.
Yeah, yes. Here's Minger. He's been up three times.
The order number three, Kyle Minger.
He is walked, grounded back to the mound.
I'll take another left-hand one and ground back to the mound.
Indians leading 8-1. It's a ground bunted foul.
Thinking about bunting for a hit.
AJ Dahl on deck. Again, this is a doubleheader, folks. We'll come back after this game, give you a brief
update
on the game, and then we will probably go back in the studio and play a little music for you. And
we'll play it from here.
We'll play it from here.
Not that anybody would.
Yeah, don't turn anything off.
Me, yeah,
if we turn anything off, it'll come.
Yeah.
It won't
yeah,
come back.
Do not,
on.
Neil. That one's a strike
nice
on
pitch,
the corner.
Nice,
job,
nice pitch. And let's finish this thing. Five. What do you say?
Junior White Ben looking for a complete game. Two hitter, one under and run they've scored. And the pitch to Minger. That was inside. Good pitch, though.
Not a bad pitch.
2-2. 1-2. 1-2, my bad. Bottom of the seventh. Fort leads at 8-1. Indians looking for win number six on the season. Gets a sign from Marcus and a pitch. That's high and gets away from Marcus. Runner will advance to third. A little tall.
And
wild pitch.
Yep.
AJ Dahl on deck.
Warming up. 48 and up to about 54 now.
Is it?
Yep. Beautiful.
How do you know?
Guessing.
I like it.
I can feel. I'm a temp guy. Like, temp guy.
Guy's unbelievable. Didn't have Gil
Whitney. Stuck my hand out the window.
The 2-2. High.
Tried to get him to nibble on that.
Whole count.
Cheese.
Number three, left-handed hitter. Runner at third, two outs. Indians need one out here. That's ball four.
Ah.
Loses him. So now runners at first and third. A.J. Dahl. A.J.'s been up three times. He's been on twice. Two walks and a line drive right there, landing post.
All right. Come on, fellas.
Indians getting the sign. You got to think he's going to be running or not. Down 8-1.
Yeah, I would think.
Probably will. The batter's box is number five, A.J. Dahl.
I think he probably would. But
A.J. waving that bat around. Yeah. Benny gets a sign from Gurley. That one's outside. Runner will steal second base. No throw. So Dahl with a chance to drive in a couple here. Benny's kind of laboring a little bit, losing control.
Yeah, getting tired. He's getting tired.
Nice to be able to finish this thing off.
Trying to sneak in here and just get
Coach
his life out.
Coach Hank's going to give him every chance. Fouled right back to Jerry Byron.
Yep.
Jerry never moved. Jerry, you got to be quicker. You got to be a little quicker.
He didn't flinch. He knew it wasn't going to get him.
Nerves of steel down there. I like it.
Apples and bananas on the serving table down there.
Popped up.
This
could end if Wyatt can find it.
Wyatt says, I got her, boys. And he drops it. and now,
Kendrick
run
right
scores.
There.
Runner should've. Now at third.
Yeah.
That is the third Indian air.
We're struggling with the pop-ups.
Coach Ike will have a few things to say about that between games.
For most of the part, usually the pitcher is not the guy you want to catch.
No, absolutely not.
Somebody else has got to get aggressive and say,
Kendrick
I got
is
it.
Just going to take that one. That's an E1 if you're scoring at home.
Runner goes.
Runner's now at second and third. Starfire's not going away, folks. 8-2. Nathan Musselman 0-3 on the A. Struck out swinging, struck out looking.
He battled.
And grounded out.
Popped up again.
Popped him up. That's... I think we might be able to get this one. Center fielder coming in.
I don't know, Bobby.
Troy Holman.
Hey, Troy got her out of boy.
In the inning, they get a couple runs. They get one run, matter of fact. On one base hit.
Final scores.
And the final, the Indians win game one, 8-2. We're going to take a break, come back, recap right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We will start in
that. You want to do it?
Yeah.
All right, we're back here. Game one, the Indians by 8-2. Improved to 6-2 on 6-3 on the Young campaign. And looking at the Indian stats, looks like this. Troy Homan had a good game. 1-for-3, scored a couple runs. Landon Post, 1-for-3. He also scored a run. Riggs Toby is 0-for-5, game one. So be ready to go game two, Riggs.
Yes.
Marcus Gargan had a hell of a game, not only behind the plate, but also hitting. He was 2-for-3, scored a couple runs, drove in a couple runs. Nice game, and he would be my MVP of this game. Well, Wyatt Bend, probably.
Wyatt Bend, maybe, yeah.
Kendrick was 0-for-3, reached base 3 times, though. We got Brock Dews 0-for-3. Brock hit a couple hard balls and walked. Wyatt had a hell of a game, and he,
great game
he scored. He drove in the Indians' first run with a double in the gap. Pitched to Jim, scored 2 runs. Wyatt Bend, 1-for-3. He would be my MVP of the game.
MVP player of the game.
Wyatt Bend, yeah.
I agree with you, Bobby.
Cale Rammel, 0-for-1. Reached base all 4 times. And Alex Dews was 0-for-4. Reached base once. Cale Rammel would also score the Indians' run. The Indians with 8 runs on 5 base hits. Starfires with 2 runs on 2 hits, 3 errors. Indians also committed 3 errors. Fee and a good game, game one with a W. A couple things to clean up, but that was a good opener.
Absolutely. Great opener for us. I think, like you said, we had 3 errors, but we had a lot of plays that we made, too. I mean, Brock Dews had probably 4 balls hit to him down at third. That's always a tough play. He made every one of them. I thought Wyatt Bend, after the first inning settled down, was right around the plate all day. The boys, they had a hard time hitting him. He did a great job, I think. We got to come back and do the same thing second game.
I agree with you. And if you look at, I jinxed us that game because I said about the 6th thing. I said, man, we played great defensively, and all of a sudden, like, we took our gloves off, put them on our heads.
We had the gloves.
We was running around with our gloves on our heads. Ain't no wonder we couldn't get it out.
Couldn't catch a ball.
I was like, what the hell's going on here, boys? But Indians win game and won 8-2 and improved to 6-3. We're going to take a break. We're going to play some music for you, folks. We'll be back for game two in about a half hour. So for Bob Stoller, Harold Feely, Mick Spence, and by Jerry B, we'll be back.
To Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.